from the outside or outside.
Out of curiosity, in terms of, out of all these items, drones appear to be the odd one out. I mean, imagining a single, it's an event that requires, 50 people, 150 people, a single student with a drone, again, it just seems to be, again, if it's the university policy, maybe we should do that. Okay, I would just say, if I was a student with a drone and I'm a photographer, I wouldn't think to look at this if I would be flying a drone on campus, because I wouldn't think it's an event, it's a singular, it could be a singular person. So I would just recommend you may wish to try and find a other places to put that, because I think you see an event registration form, people will go, it's not an event, it's just one person.
Right, yeah, I actually was really surprised, but it was because of the FAA rule. But I'll make a suggestion to the risk management folks who raised the issue of failure needs to be something else, not on the event registration, not on the event management form, like, Joe Scapino or Denise Cassaro in their campus activities, and the phone number for campus activities are on their that website. Okay, sorry, I don't know what I'm
talking.
Okay. Technically, they could call me too, but I don't. Those two are more expert in this area.
Okay.
Yes.
So, just one quick point of clarification for the question. We're not going to help you. Partners, spouses, family members included in that one.
So they have to file ERFs too. And the example I always use is for somebody getting married in the same chapel, they may or may not be part of the court and they would help file an ERF.
So partner at an event that otherwise wouldn't require an ERF.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're asking a slightly different question. Does the partner count as a community member? I would interpret that way. You're really talking about people inviting large groups of folks from the outside. And what I've noticed for graduate school learners in particular, people are specific about a date or
So just for like on one board as well, and we're having a board meeting 6 or 7 before the day that on, and we have a year that require a release notice.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to find that.
Yeah.
So, and you said out as a smart guy. I'm not researching that. So, Mary Beth, meeting at the Big Red Barn, even though there's alcohol in the meeting, that's
okay. Yeah, because it's just trying to think about the interpretation of this in whatever we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to, say, I think I met and myself, actually, also the law school people. There was a fall ball in law school at Dunfield. And there's a caterer there, and we all want to make sure that that's all set up in an appropriate way. But buying it from the Big Red Barn, like Staffers, more similar to folks, is going to be for a glass of wine and a bagel.
All right, we have a little bit of a question. So,
yeah,
of course. When you say, so is it anywhere on campus you have to do, you are subject to this, or is it just the main campus? Because I'm thinking about Hasbrook, and they actually do a lot of events there. I don't think do the ERFs, and they have a very localized way of actually booking the room too, where you have to actually go there and book it.
Yeah, they should be into these categories. And I'm thinking at orientation time, there was who had the conversation, but there was a conversation had with one of those all directors from the main campus too, because they were completely ignoring all of the rules. Yeah. I mean, one thing I will share with you all is that we've been doing a lot of marketing to student population, more to undergrads than undergrads. Because you know, sort of proportionately, there are more undergrads, more undergrad events, but we've also really communicated a lot to the graduate student population. We have not yet really communicated much to the staff and faculty because there were so many kinks to work out. So we are not in fourth phase as in the same ways, and you know, to be perfectly honest about that. And we will be hopefully by next year when we have a better campaign, marketing campaign with the staff.
I had
these. Yeah, just
to follow up with that workout at other campuses, like I'm in tech campus, Geneva campus, they have this similar rule.
I'm not aware of that. We for GitHub. Yeah. I was talking recently to the folks at TED, maybe not too much, about some crisis management work, and I just sort of generally asked, you know, what they do. They don't have, and for that, it's more about something that I'm not as detailed yet. As well.
Any other last comments, questions? Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you. Appreciate you having me. So next on our agenda, we have the breakout. Andy will point you to where you should be going.
Sure. So we'll have physical science over there by entrance. We'll have life science by Kavya right in the center. We'll have humanities on this side, social sciences, led up there, and professional schools.
All right.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
Talking like.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that would be good. Yeah. things.
How do we advertise on the site?
Thank you.
I work for a meeting, and the hope is all finishing early today. So next on our agenda is the committee Q&A. But let's start with Zach. Andy?
No.
Operations.
So we're starting to approach that time of year where we start thinking about who is, might be some future leadership for the assembly for next year. So if you have are thinking about maybe thinking about potentially maybe sort of running for
Alex, can you please speak up?
Yes, of course. So
we're approaching that time where we're gonna be looking for people who are interested in running for an officer or leadership for next year. So if you are thinking about like some of these things you've been talking about and you want to get more involved, feel free to contact me and I can talk to you some more about it and why I think it's a good idea to get involved.
Okay,
thank you. Communications,
appropriations.
I can do anything today. Yes. We're currently scheduling our next meeting and beginning the process for the byline next year. We're also waiting for the revisions of the GPSFC guidelines that will happen later in the semester.
Okay, so meeting, getting ready for byline next year, and working on GPSAFC updates, GPSAFC funding guidelines updates.
And then in connection with programming, I don't know if you'll talk about this actually, but I'm very interested in knowing how to.
Yeah,
okay. So
I'll give the time to you. Finance. Is looking for input to be considered for the updated GPSAFC funding guidelines. Student advocacy, they had a very successful dine and discuss, I think it was Thursday?
Last Wednesday.
I'm sure Brianna would be happy to report on that soon, but I heard it was really well attended and went really well. Diversity and International Students Committee. I don't think I see you.
I know that there's the dinner with each other, guys. Look up dates so we can skip and come back.
Okay, so we'll skip that and we'll come back. Programming.
We had another successful lecture last February. For example, the World Community Club, West Group. Law School, Engineering, and Life Sciences too. We have another lecture this month on 26 March. That will be open to all of us. And we also finalize the date for grad ball.
Do we have
the
date for
grad ball?
Not yet.
It's all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Museum
of the Earth is a venue, and a date will be finalized. Okay, and another mixer on the 21st of March.
I'll send an email tomorrow for the
RSVP. Okay, so you'll get emails on RSVP and other things. Okay, thank you. Faculty awards. We'll put out a call on our Facebook page, and I think we're trying to send emails to Jeffries to solicit nominations. Yes. General I think Becca and Laura and I today. That's all, Jen.
We have begun planning new graduate student orientation for August 2019. If you want to serve in an advisory capacity to us as we plan it, just please email me, Jan.Allen at Cornell.edu. And I'm not sure how to pass things around in such a large room, but I can put these back here. If you've not had a chance to write a thank you note to Chris Porter, who retired last month, as 20-year director of the Big Red Barn, 35 years of service before now, if you want to write a thank you note and return this to me, I'll slap her mailing address on it, and I'll put postage and we'll send it to her. We've been doing these at TCIF on Friday afternoon. Really nice postcard with a picture of her. And we have invited all of our MSF fellows, but if some of you want to join us, tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 5, we have printed postcards to write to Congress in support of funding for graduate training, particularly STEM education. And so again, if you want to write my Cornell research will, you know, save the world, cure cancer, wipe out poverty. You can put it on here, you can also write a message on the back. And tomorrow afternoon, we will have a list of all your representatives, your congresspeople, and president, as well as the addresses of the chair of the Science Technology Committee, because we're trying to get them, as the budget has right now, a decrease in the number of MSF fellowships for next year, rather than the 1,000 increase in number that had been proposed. But if you want more information, you can come. You don't have to be an MSF fellow to come. You can just be a strong advocate for graduate education. That would be high. Very, very important information. I just heard from my division that it's food is essential.
All right, you come at 2 o'clock tomorrow, 341 Caldwell. We're doing one of our monthly Pie with the Deans, where several of the graduate school deans will be there serving pie and answering your questions.
What time?
I think it's 2 to 3 in 341 Caldwell. We'll be in announcements tonight, I bet.
Thank you. The pies, they were red. They were great when I went last year. So I recommend going. This is my
so the first draft of the PCI will be due on March 15th, and then I'll present it to the assembly on March 25th for general public comment. Also the Office of the Assembly's website has a form, and we also have a Google form if you prefer submitting your comments anonymously. So go to the Office of the Assembly's website to submit any comments you have.
Thank you, and we're back to the understanding.
Okay. So, I mean, we weren't talking about CPCI, but there is a dinner with Dean, which I've never called, is the end of March 28th.
March 28th, you have a lot of time?
4:30 to 6:00.
4:30 to 6:00.
You're on the road.
Okay.
But I'm sure you will repeat that.
Okay. So save the date for a dinner with the Pioneer Corps, March 28th, 4:30 to 6:00. Anything else? Okay. And we've been talking a lot about the new stuff.
Yep.
Thank you. Next we have open forum. Andy?
Yes. Just a reminder, we are going back to Bosch our phone for our next meeting on March 11th. And then the Zoom on there.
I just had a quick question. Is there anywhere where I could go or anyone I could talk to that has more information on all the individual committees and the GPSA broadly speaking? I've been like online and it feels sort of irresponsible, like, and I feel kind of still sufficient the information being in the grasp. So just close that.
Okay, yeah. Alex, this your person, you know, if you want to talk about meetings and things like that. This is the media box.
I can talk to you.
Yeah, and then Andy is the one who is in charge of the meetings itself. You know, if you want to know how you sort of like can be more involved in the meetings itself, then Andy will be the person to talk to. Alex is committee involvement. Yes, Anisha.
Hi, my name is Anisha Murphy. I'm currently serving as a graduate professional student scholarship trustee, and I'm actually seeking stories or feedback from graduate professional students who have been in quite a nasty landlord tenant dispute. So this is an off-campus housing situation where they, for whatever reason, run into a lot of conflict with their landlord and would like to share that story with me. If you know anyone in your department or school or program that has been through that, and they would be willing to share that information with me, my ID is mam737@cornell.edu. A small asterisk, this is not specifically about Maplewood. I've heard a lot about Maplewood, but I'm looking for non-Maplewood off-campus housing
problems.
So I forgot to mention this earlier, but Manish reminded me by standing up that there's an upcoming elected for student elected trustee, and we are looking for somebody who can serve on the student.
Since Alex brought it up, I'll talk about it more, but so I have a graduate professional student elected trustee. There's also an undergraduate student elected trustee, but both of us represent the entire student community, and graduate professional students can vote for the undergraduate student elected trustee. So that election will be taking place where they're still soliciting all candidates, and I'll talk more about it if people are frustrated about it. But you will all get to vote in that election and encourage graduate students to vote in that election.
As I was saying, you're looking for someone who is willing to serve on the steering committee for organizing the.
You mean the trustee nominee?
The trustee nominee.
The trustee, yeah. There, we are looking for people, but that committee has been meeting a lot. So
yes, yes.
But yeah.
As a follow-up to Denise's comment about off-campus housing, we do have Denise Thompson coming in from March 25th. So if you're interested in an opportunity to come back.
And there's a DBTI copy of that.
Yes, and Alex is the chair. March 25th. March 11th, we should have Caleb from Career Resources.
Any other remarks, announcements? Okay, there's been a motion to adjourn. And it is set for adjourning 15 minutes early.
Yeah.